Kevin up here? I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's up here. I haven't seen him either, but I know he's up here.
What were your official height and weight measurements?
5'9", 182.
And for the record, your agent is?
Kevin Connor.
Where were you training at before coming to the combine?
Athletes Performance in Pensacola. Yeah.
What all have you done so far?
Yesterday, started off with hospital visits, examinations. Then after that, had a meeting. After that, we went to the train station and interviewed with coaches for about 2 hours. Woke up this morning, did the urine test, blood test, all that type of stuff. And then more doctor examination, so that's where I am right now.
What do you think is the key here for you at the combine, and what do you hope to show the teams?
Key for me, you know, is just I feel like showing my intelligence, showing, you know, my knowledge of the game. You know, me not being able to do everything at this point, that's all really I can focus on. You know, just showing them, you know, things I'm capable of. Mainly, you know, my film work will have to speak for itself.
Yeah, what happened at the Senior Bowl? We have mixed reports out there. What happened to your leg? Can you clear that up?
Yeah, going down on a punt, actually got hit in the back. Somebody blocked me in the back. My leg came up and got hit on my right side of my leg, and suffered a small fracture in the leg, like a crack.
Okay.
So, something I'm already walking on it and expecting to have a full recovery within the next month. Still deciding on what day I'll do my pro days, looking at some time in April for sure.
Okay, and you'll be able to hopefully be running by then?
Right.
It's fracture right or right leg?
Cliff Harris, table 3.
It's a pretty deep corner class. You know, right. What's the competition been like, just, you know, at the Senior Bowl and here, just among a lot of the guys?
You know, got a chance to play with the best, some of the best of the best at the Senior Bowl. Of course, there were some juniors that weren't there. You know, the people were considering to be high, but I feel like, for the most part, me personally, you know, I'm right there in the midst of those top guys. I feel like, you know, what I offer, my versatility and the things that I can do on both sides of the ball and special teams, feel like might give me an advantage or something that, you know, I have, you know, that other people don't.
I know you got a lot of feedback while you were there. Right. What were the coaches telling you as far as, like, the part of your game you need to work on most before you get to the next level?
I just wanted to see me be more aggressive, they said on film, you know, with the type of scheme that we play, you know, that kind of allowed me to play off a little bit. So I wanted to go to the Senior Bowl and show how aggressive I could be, mainly by playing a lot of press technique and, you know, getting into the bigger receivers and trying to jam. Got a lot of positive feedback from doing that and, you know, told me that I did a pretty good job. So definitely trying to carry that momentum on.
There are certain types of NFL defenses that you think you'd fit better in than others?
Not necessarily, honestly. You know, coming from Georgia, I had two defensive coordinators, you know, throughout my career, and was able to play in a 4-3 and a 3-4, and, you know, had to learn a various amount of positions. So I feel like I'm pretty versatile in that as well, and, you know, comfortable in both schemes.
Was there anything you weren't able to do in your 4 years on the field? I mean, you did. I mean, did you want to kick?
Yeah, I wanted to.
Did you?
I asked to, honestly. I used to be a punter in high school, so. I asked, you know, if we were ever up by a lot, maybe to try to let me pooch kick it or something, but I never got a chance to do that, never got a chance to throw a pass, so I guess that's about it.
What's the biggest thing you're going to take away from Georgia? A lesson learned, a certain experience? What are you going to carry with you?
Just to kind of hang in there, you know, and you know, to persevere and, you know, just be patient. I think, you know, for me personally, after our 2010 season, we ended up 6-7, first losing season in about 10 years. And I was considering actually leaving and trying to go to the NFL early. And, you know, just after thinking and talking to all my coaches and friends and family, decided to come back and ended up being the best year imaginable, you know, both for my team and me personally. You know, went on a 10-win season, went to the SEC championship and won, had a lot of accolades. So definitely the most memorable year is that senior year. And just trying to encourage my teammates a lot. You know, a lot of people were actually thinking about coming out this year as juniors, and I kind of helped them, just realize, the impact of that senior year that you won't get back. So glad I got able to do that.
What's the breakdown man zone played?
I'd probably say about 60-40 man. We played a lot of man, but at the same time, fire zones and things were a part of our scheme.
More comfortable in either?
Yeah, I can play both.
How much can a senior year help a corner specifically, just considering all the knowledge you need to play the position and just the intricacies of it?
It helps a lot. I mean, every year of experience will help. You're always learning, especially as a defensive back. You can't get, enough fundamental work. For me, I definitely learned a lot, just this last year, if not just in my fundamentals, my knowledge of the game.
All the extra things that you ended up doing, were you jumping up and down saying, "Coach, let me do this," or were they coming to you and saying, "How about we try you at quarterback in this Mad Dog," or what did you guys call it?
Wild Dog.
Wild Dog.
Yeah. First, initially, it was kind of me, telling the coaches, "Let me do this and let me try this and that." So, once we kind of got into the scheme of things and they saw that I was kind of being productive and making plays at it, they started, just trying me out in different places, and it worked out that I was able to do it.
Did you, as far as special teams, cover teams, were you on all cover teams?
Every single one throughout my career. 2008, my freshman year, didn't really see a lot of time at corner, so I mainly was a gunner on the punt team. And then 2009, I started. That was my first year starting at corner. And then I was a kickoff returner. And my senior year was my first year returning punts. So.
Along those lines, what did the Horning Award mean to you?
Just exemplifies a complete player, in my opinion. Just honored by the fact that I was chosen. Me being somebody that always wants to play a position and be versatile, there's no greater award. So, I think, the thing that I'm trying to get people to see, that award right there just exemplifies the whole thing.
Do you know much about him, Paul Horning?
Last year I actually looked it up.
Okay.
Because my junior year I was up for the award, but I didn't win it. And I knew that I was capable of doing it if I could just do everything I possibly could if the coaches would let me. So I knew a little bit about it.
I guess just how fun was it to be you?
I know.
As a jack of all trades kind of guy.
It was fun, especially that senior year when you're winning. So that helps a lot.
Who do you compare your game to, though? Are there any DBs that you model your game after?
Charles Woodson is kind of one of the guys I try to model after. Of course, being from Georgia, Champ Bailey is kind of the standard at Georgia. Everybody wants to be like Champ, so a little bit of both of those guys. Me being able to play offense and defense, I feel like I'm kind of a little bit more of a Champ Bailey type guy, and somebody that can be versatile at both corner and inside at nickel. So that's something that you don't get every day.
You have a preference? Outside?
I enjoy playing nickel. Honestly, okay. It's kind of like being that linebacker, something you don't really get to do as a corner, but. I can play both.
There's not as many guys who feel comfortable inside.
Right, absolutely. It's a tough position to learn, and I had to learn it pretty quick. Just my junior year, I started to play nickel once. We had a new defensive coordinator, Coach Grantham, come in, and, transitioned pretty well, I felt like.
Being a leader on the team after the 0-2 start and after the bad junior year, how'd you get your team to rally around you and to get you to win 10 straight games?
Kind of had a team meeting and, just kind of put things in perspective for ourselves. Those first two games that we played, we lost, but we played really good games. And I think after that second loss, everybody kind of came together and, told ourselves that we were better than what we were putting out there. So people start putting in that extra work and things like that. And, a lot of the senior leadership contributed to it.
Do you have any of your formal interviews yet?
No, I start those on Monday.
You played offense, defense, special teams right. At Georgia. Can you do that at the next level?
Absolutely. I feel like I have much value in the draft. Honestly, that's the way that I view it, being able to do as many things as I can. So, I definitely feel like I can be just as productive at the next level if I continue to work on it.
It's one thing.